Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, September 20th, and this is Chicago Council 8 Council Representative Kathy Brown reporting. Last week, we discussed issues some flight attendants are experiencing related to United's new payroll system. Remember, Section 4.J.4 of our contract requires that the company make any adjustments of $50 or more as soon as possible, but no later than 4 weekdays after notifying the company. On Friday, United Payroll acknowledged an error in programming to flight attendants and advised us they would be completing a payroll run by September 20th to identify any employee whose pay difference was greater than $1 for September 16th pay date. If your issue is not resolved by today, September 20th, 2011, contact bb-payroll-care-center@united.com or 847-700-6997 or 1-866-825-7297. If you are still unable to resolve the issue, contact your local council so they may file a notice of dispute. Some issues flight attendants have experienced include improperly identified pay factors, incorrect deductions, and incorrect sick leave balances on pay advice, and vacation accrual indicated as hours instead of days. Additionally, we heard reports of excessive hold times when contacting corporate payroll. If you're experiencing an overlong hold time, please provide the details, date, time, and the name of the person that you spoke with in corporate payroll to your local council to document for follow-up. On Friday, we posted an article to assist you in navigating to the new electronic format of your pay advice, statements of earnings, and past travel detail. Please refer to this article if you need assistance getting the new format of electronic advice on Skynet. Within the past few weeks, we've heard from a number of you about questions associated with information contained within the weekly PERSERB briefing documents. Many of you have expressed concern that the information appears to be changed from what flight attendants have historically done, and some even appear to be violations of the contract. In the spirit of working together, we've brought these issues forward to the group responsible for in-flight policies and procedures to identify the inaccuracies and to request these items be corrected. With regard to the topic of main course meals, the direction to use the selection of all meals boarded, including crew meals, to ensure premium passengers are provided their first choice is erroneous. Flight attendants who place orders for special crew meals are under no obligation to relinquish those meals in order to satisfy first or any meal choice of a premium passenger. Crew meals are negotiated to ensure that working crew members are properly nourished in order to meet their safety and security responsibilities, and the ability to order special meals is intended to facilitate the negotiated intent. The ability to order special meals in lieu of crew meals is a mutually understood practice that has been in effect since January 1995. Flight attendants in the PERSERB position should not use crew meals or special meals ordered in lieu of crew meals or components of these meals as passenger meals. Using these special meals would deprive a working flying partner of his or her contractual entitlement to a crew meal and would be a violation of the contract, and we have notified the company as such. In the same edition of the weekly PERSERB briefing, the company suggests that the flight attendants are responsible for completing the international arrival of documentation for unaccompanied minors. Completion of the international arrival documentation is not work that has traditionally been performed by flight attendants. Beyond lacking the requisite training to understand the proper method to complete these forms, in many cases we simply lack the information necessary to accurately complete the forms. Depending upon the age of the minor, we may or not be made able to ascertain the correct information necessary to complete these forms. In speaking with Customs and Immigration, there could be ramifications for the passenger who attempts to clear customs should the forms be incomplete or contain inaccurate information. Flight attendants, as we have traditionally done, should continue to ensure the UMNR has the appropriate paperwork for arrival at his or her destination. On arrival at the station, ensure the proper handoff of the child to customer service personnel. Completion of this paperwork is a responsibility that has traditionally been the responsibility of the ground personnel, who will ultimately have access to the adults meeting the child from whom the accurate and complete information for the arrival documentation can be obtained. We have requested a retraction and correction of this information. As has been identified by a number of members, the most recent edition of this publication contains additional inaccurate information regarding the language incentive pay, LIP, as we should all be aware, in inappropriate situations. The purser has the authority to approve LIP for LQFAs on non-incentive flights or on LIP flight where a different language may actually be needed. Compensation for the language translation service rendered in these circumstances is generated by the purser sending a DSP-FAC remarks entry with the flight attendant's name, file number, domicile, flight number, segment. Language used and the specific reason the language was used. That's where the responsibility of the flight attendant filling the purser position ends. The manner in which this briefing item and the language in the FAIM is written appears to create an obligation for the purser where one does not exist, nor has it historically existed. Contrary to what is published in Edition 12, it is not an instance the purser's responsibility to ensure that a LQFA receives language incentive pay. Rather, it is the responsibility of the individual flight attendant who will receive LIP to follow up with payroll to ensure that payroll representatives have properly taken action on the written authorization provided by the purser. The way the language is written literally appears to create this additional follow-up responsibility where one does not exist, nor has it ever existed. We expect this language will be corrected in an upcoming update of the FAIM. We are working with United and the National Mediation Board, the NMB, in advance of our first expedited mediation session, which has been scheduled to begin on October 10th, 2011 in Washington, D.C. This is a fresh approach, and there is a significant amount of work that needs to be accomplished prior to the start of the first session in order to best set up this process for success. Remember, expedited mediation will occur over a short period of time, and the guidance you have provided us has been comprehensive and detailed. By meticulously seeking your feedback from day one and all throughout our negotiations, we are prepared to move forward quickly, focused on your priorities. This feedback includes multiple comprehensive surveys, face-to-face discussions, roadshows, local council meetings, emails, phone calls, and has identified the issues of primary importance to be resolved in a new contract. These priorities have remained consistent from the beginning and throughout our negotiations, and we remain committed to those priorities today. In order to allow all parties time to focus their attention on expedited mediation, our regularly scheduled mediation sessions have been suspended. Also, in addition to our current mediator, John Livingood, the NMB has assigned senior mediator Patricia Sims to join the parties at the negotiating table during the expedited mediation. We welcome the hands on the involvement that Patricia will bring to the process, and this action demonstrates the heightened commitment on the part of the NMB to assist parties in reaching an agreement. Our website, we've compiled a Q&A with more information about the expedited mediation process. For more in-depth weekly negotiation updates, refer to our website and join the FAN, the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, or contact your local council office. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.